بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin today, inshallah, studying the chapter that deals with the eclipse prayer. In Arabic, كسوف or خسوف. كسوف is linguistically used with the sun, and خسوف is linguistically used with the moon, and it can be swapped. What is to be done when the sun or the moon is eclipsed? This is what we will find, inshallah, in this hadith, hadith number 146.
Aisha radiallahu anha reported that there was a solar eclipse during the lifetime of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sent the announcer to summon them for congregational prayer. The people gathered together and he pronounced takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, and he observed 4 rakahs, bowing in the form of 2 rakah and 4 sajdas, prostration, Sahih al-Muslim.
Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is describing to us a format of prayer that is different than all other prayers. And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, so it is the highest grade of authenticity. How is that? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, instructing one of his companions to call for Salatu al-Khusuf. Unlike Eid, we said Eid that you do not call. For Khusuf or Kusuf, you have to call the people by saying As-Salatu Jami'ah, meaning come and gather for prayer. Why is that? Because the eclipse is something that people usually do not pay attention to. Imagine the eclipse happening at 11 o'clock p.m. and you're indoors since Maghrib. So how would you know that there is an eclipse unless someone calls you to it? Unlike Eid prayer, everybody knows that today is Eid. After Fajr, we all go to the Musalla. So he instructed someone to call for the prayer. Once they gathered, he prayed 4 rak'ahs in 2 rak'ahs with 4 prostrations. What is this? Is it a puzzle? No. 4 rak'ahs in 2 rak'ahs, meaning 4 rak'ahs, 4 bowing in 2 units. So as if you're praying Fajr prayer. How many units do we have? 2. How many rak'ahs do we have? 2. How many sajdas do we have? 4. In eclipse prayer, we have 2 units with 4 rak'ahs and 4 prostrations. How it is to be performed? As follow. You give takbir, you recite the Fatiha, you recite a very, very long surah, and then you bow, and you prolong your bowing. And then you say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. And then you recite the Fatiha again. And you recite a surah that is long but shorter than the first one. And then you bow. And you say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. You prostrate 2 prostrations and you stand for the second unit. You recite the Fatiha for the 3rd time with a surah shorter than the previous 2. You bow, you say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. You recite the Fatiha for the 4th time. You recite a surah shorter, and then you complete your prayer like usual. Now, a lot of the brothers ask, Shaykh, I went to the masjid and I found them in the first rak'ah, but in the second rak'ah of the first rak'ah. Meaning that the imam recited the surah and the Fatiha, bowed, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَمْدِهِ, and now he's reciting the Fatiha and the surah, and I joined them. Is my rak'ah valid or not? You get the point? The scholars say, no, it is not. Because the first rak'ah is the pillar. The second bowing in the first rak'ah is a sunnah. So the first one, if you did not pray it with your imam, this means that after you conclude the prayer, after the imam concludes the prayer, you stand up and offering 2 rak'ahs in 1 unit. Understood, inshallah. Okay, we move on to the following hadith. Of course, we don't have any adhan or any iqamah for it, but we have the prayer. What is the ruling on praying the eclipse prayer? It is sunnah mu'akkada. And some say, no, it is collective obligation, fard kifaya. So it is between the two. And it's not mandatory and obligatory upon every individual. It is between either sunnah muakkada or it is collective obligation. And no one in his sound mind would leave this great prayer because the Prophet ﷺ did not leave it. Hadith 147. And who will read it for us? Yes.
Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari and Uqbah ibn Amir reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sun and the moon are two of Allah's great signs that He frightens His servants with. They do not eclipse because of the death of someone from the people or life of anyone. So when you see anything as such, observe the prayer, supplicate Allah until it's clear from you. Muslim.
This hadith is one of the signs that our Prophet ﷺ is the Messenger of Allah. Ignorant people, those whose hearts are filled with hatred and their eyes are blinded by prejudice, they claim that our Prophet ﷺ was not the Messenger of Allah. And this is a great sign. Why? It so happened that the Prophet ﷺ had seven of his offspring. He had Al-Qasim, he had Abdullah, he had Zainab, Ruqayya, Kalthum, Fatima, all from Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her. And he had Ibrahim from a concubine, from his slave, Maria Al-Qibtiyya, the Coptic. Now, when the Prophet had Ibrahim, he was in his late 50s. He was about 61 years of age. So imagine when you're this old and you don't have any male offspring of yours, and all of a sudden at this old age you are blessed with such a child. How would you feel? You would love him so much because you want someone to carry your name. You want someone to be able to protect your daughters and to continue your legacy. Subhanallah, the pagans used to slander our Prophet ﷺ by saying that he is abtar, meaning that he does not have any offspring, he does not have anyone to carry his name. And Allah says, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. Those who hate you are those who have no mentioning, and their reputation and their lineage would be cut off. So when the Prophet was blessed with Ibrahim, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, was frightened to hear that he is dying when he was just only 18 months old, a year and a half. When the child is just giggling and communicating with you, when you love him at most, subhanallah, Allah's will that he dies. So when he died, the day he died in, the sun eclipsed. So what did the people say? They said, subhanallah, the sun eclipsed because Ibrahim died. If the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was an imposter, if he was fabricating this deen, what would you do? You'd say, yes, look what how Allah Azza wa Jal made the sun grieve for the demise of my own son. But the Prophet did not do this. The Prophet immediately came to the people and said to them, no, the sun and the moon are great signs of Allah, are great creations of Allah. They do not eclipse for the death, nor for the life or the birth of anyone. Which indicates to you that this is a real messenger of Allah who does not call people to worship him or to glorify him, but who calls people to worship Allah and to glorify Allah. Of course, the Prophet ﷺ felt very saddened by the death of Ibrahim to the extent that he cried. And when Abdurrahman ibn Auf objected and said, also you, Prophet of Allah, you cry? He said, this is mercy from Allah. And then he said his famous statement, alayhi salatu wasalam, Al-qalbu yahzan, the heart is saddened. Wal-aynu tadma', and the eye weeps. And we do not say except what pleases Allah, and by Allah by departing you, Ibrahim, we are saddened. That's it. That is it, because the Prophet knows what Allah has in store for Ibrahim is far better than what is for him in this life. From this hadith, we also learn that the Prophet ﷺ is human like any other human. He gets ill, he gets tired, he gets sad, he may cry, and he loses loved ones. So he is like anyone else. And also, this is to prove that he is human and that he is a servant of Allah. He also loses battles. He was beaten, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he bled, and one of his teeth was broken, and one of the shield's rings went into his cheekbones, and he bled from it, alayhi salallahu alayhi wasallam. He is human, yet he is the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.